I was 13 years old in 1938. Because I was no longer able to attend the school in my hometown near the Baltic Sea, I had been subjected to physical assaults by fellow pupils. My dear parents had placed me in a Jewish boys' orphanage in Pankow, Berlin, for safekeeping. Even before the events of the Kristallnacht, the orphanage was subjected to a kind of dress rehearsal about 2 months before. One afternoon, a large and noisy mob mysteriously gathered outside the large building and forced its way in. The basement with its kitchens and the ground floor with its offices and classrooms were vandalized and wrecked. My friend Fred implored me to flee with him to the top of the building, where we hid with beating hearts under the rafters of the roof. When the noise had subsided, we rejoined the other boys and teachers, none of whom had been seriously hurt, and were told of the heroism of one of the teachers, Heinz Nadel. Carrying a small boy in his arms, he had met the mob head on as they surged up the staircase leading to the first floor, held up his hand and shouted, "I would remind you that you've entered an orphanage, gentlemen. Would you please leave immediately?" Miraculously, they did. Heinz Nadel, who later became Harry Harrison when serving in the British Army, entered Bergen-Belsen concentration camp with his unit a few days after its liberation. He was scarred for the rest of his life by what he saw, but he earned great plaudits for organizing lessons and entertainments for the surviving children. When Harry died in 1989, I wrote an obituary for him. The Guardian not only published it, but gave it a title of Quiet Hero of Berlin. A few of the older boys of the orphanage went into the streets after Kristallnacht, and I accompanied them. We were horrified by what we saw: the shattered shop windows, the battered Jewish homes, the vile anti-Semitic slogans everywhere, the nearest vast synagogue, a smouldering ruin. Kristallnacht served as a dire warning to the German and Austrian Jews, many of whom, including my parents, had clung to the belief that the Hitler regime would be a transient phenomenon. Had they not served loyally, like my father, in the First World War? Quite a few managed to emigrate, but the majority, including my parents, could not do so. My parents and my older sister and most of my relatives were brutally murdered in Latvia in 1942. However, Kristallnacht led to the immediate creation of the Kinder Transports, the Chamberlain government having been persuaded by Jewish and non-Jewish organizations and individuals, the Quakers among them, to allow the entry of an unlimited number of unaccompanied children into the United Kingdom. This was an act of unparalleled generosity. The director of the orphanage, Dr. Kurt Krohn, nominated me and seven other boys to leave Berlin on the first of the Kinder transports on December the 1st, 1938. My life and that of almost 10,000 other children was thus saved. Alas, most of the other boys in the orphanage died in Auschwitz, as did the director, who continued to serve them to the very end.